That's gonna be a good sound. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's morning.
Yeah.
I know we shouldn't talk about
this. Coffee is making me feel more tired.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's because it's like my first cup. That never happens to you. I was like wide awake, and then like I take a couple sips of coffee. Never. Then sinks in.
Oh.
But it just feels warm. Yeah, it just feels like, oh, it's morning time, and oh, I'm just getting out of bed, pouring a cup, but I've already been up, and right. So now I feel like.
I know, because I know we wanted to do this, and you had to get to, you're going to the beach and everything. I wanted to like still get stuff done, so I like worked out much earlier than I normally do. So usually when I get back, it's like 10. So I feel strange that I've done so much.
Yeah,
and it is only now 10.
I know. I mean, I got up. I didn't have to be here till whenever I had to be here, but I got up like way earlier. I didn't really have anything to do, but I like had a morning, you know?
It's so nice. Yeah. I also was saying, cause like this week I blocked off just my schedule, no photos. I have like, it's just a week of catching up and I feel like I'm on vacation. Because like I know for 5 days I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I have to fly somewhere on Saturday, but before that I don't have to go anywhere.
I mean, technically I am on vacation right now because I took vacation time today. It's holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's stupid that people have to work today and then not tomorrow.
It's like the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy 4th, everyone. It's going to be like not 4th.
Whatever.
This is a great one.
Independence Day, you know?
I feel like
Will Smith.
I feel like my voice is piercing. I'm trying to talk quietly.
It's morning, Abby.
It's morning.
You have to use your morning voice.
Delilah.
Love someone tonight.
We should...
Or it can be like coffee talk.
We should be like, good morning, everyone, and morning. Welcome to the on-call room.
We can get our NPR voices on.
Yeah, do your NPR voice.
I'm Lakshmi Singh.
I'm Ira Glass here, sponsored by Squarespace. I can't do it. But I like the idea of being like, welcome to the on-call room. Today we are talking about season 2, episode 2.
Enough is enough. No more tears.
So, I didn't like this one.
You didn't?
Well, I thought it was like...
Oh my god, I felt like I... Okay, but granted, I watched this last night. We watched this separately.
Yes.
Because...
Life.
Time. And I watched it before I went to bed at 9 o'clock. Thank you very much. But granted, everyone should know, I've had the stomach flu for 2 days. And so, you know, it takes a while to get your body back working again. So you, like, have a day from, like... 12 to 6, and then you're exhausted. So I went to bed at 9, but I watched this. So I think it was like in a headspace where I was like, wow, there's so many interesting things that are happening. And I felt I was like making really weird connections.
Ooh, I'm excited to
hear. But I think I was just really tired.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not really there.
We jumped a lot in the pool, and that is a tiring activity.
Yeah, I was.
Swimming is really tiring.
Well, yeah, I was. Texting with my sister last night and after we had swam in a pool, your dad's pool, and I was like, it is not the same swimming as in a pool as it is when you're a child. It's just not the same. Like you could go for hours and hours. We swam for like 40 minutes, played a couple games. I was like, my God, I'm dying.
Kristen remembers he kept going, I'm so out of shape and fat.
Yeah, it's like exhausting. And then my hair turned green. And
yeah, mine as well. We're both sitting here with green hair. But I think also it's because like swimming is an activity, but also it makes breathing harder.
Yeah.
And Jake kept dunking me. And at one point it's a spoiler. Felt like Meredith. I was like, just let me go. I can't breathe.
And you know when you get like water in your brain and then like you have water brain the rest of the day?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear our takes then because I watched this in the morning kind of being like, oh, I gotta get through this so we can do this. And
I bet that like kind of plays into like how you feel about an episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever mood you're in.
Yeah, like last night I was in the same tired you were, but we watched Moana and I cried like
again?
Jake hadn't seen it.
How many times have you seen this, Abby?
Only twice.
Oh.
But
you know all the lyrics.
I've been listening to the soundtrack often. But Jake didn't really, I mean, he said he liked it, but he like doesn't cry when he watches things. And I feel like it's like an empath thing. Like,
yep.
I kept getting mad at him for not being sad about, I was like, how are you not affected by this scene?
You know what? I have a feeling that you would be one of those people that you hate to watch a movie with, because before something funny happens, you're watching the person,
yes,
like, like, oh, waiting, God, for, yeah, them to laugh, and they're like looking at you, and then they miss the funny part, and then they don't laugh as hard as you want them to, and you like sulk.
Yeah.
Are you that person?
Yes. So that's why, like, I think that's why Jake doesn't like watching things with me that I've already seen.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, this part's really sad. How do you feel? Do you feel sad yet? Are you sad?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I see that too, though.
I was like, the lava monster is Tafiti. How are you not crying?
Did you just ruin that for me?
No.
Oh.
You're going to forget what I said.
Well, I'm probably never going to watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it. Not with me, though.
I started watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so fucking confused. Okay. Any listeners out there who's, like, really into Game of Thrones, I love shows like that, but I am... How does anyone follow it? I am so confused.
Are you in, like, early season?
I'm finished season one.
I think you're confused till, like, season three, I've heard.
Okay, good.
Also, I think you can look up, like, online, like, the characters and, like, read through it and be like, okay, this is this person.
Because I spend my time doing.
Someone made, like, I don't watch
like
it.
Like a map?
Yes, of, like, who is who, because it's very confusing.
Yeah, it has a real catchy theme song, though.
Not as catchy as ours.
No, and there's a lot of sex in it.
Oh.
Like, a lot. I know HBO, like, does that,
yeah,
but there's, like, there's a lot.
Mountain sex? I'm feeling it's, like...
sex. Yeah, it's a lot of, like, from behind sex. Like, animalistic sex. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not why I'm watching it, but...
I love that frumpy sex. But yeah, so, well, that's interesting. So space of when you watch it affects how you watch it. So
yeah.
Hopefully you all are in a healthy, wonderful space when you're watching this.
Hopefully you're pouring yourself a cup of coffee. I was going to say Joe.
You just...
I was going to say cup of Joe, but then I said cup, and so it came out coffee. Okay, I can never be on a radio show. I should be on a podcast.
Honestly, a radio show would be so fun.
It would be. Should we do that next?
We should do a live show sometime. That's
okay, I'm down.
For our five listeners.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We have listeners. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I love all of our listeners.
I love them more.
Okay, well.
Just kidding.
I'm really hot drinking this coffee.
Ooh. Take off your clothes.
Might have to.
All right, well, should we get into it?
Okay.
I had a thought, actually, which was spurred by the first scene.
Okay.
With Meredith and Christina in the bathroom. And I thought for our next cover photo, it could either be us in the bar or one of us in the bathtub and one sitting outside of it.
My first line was bathroom floor. And then my question was, have you ever laid on the bathroom floor?
Yes. Not this bathroom. It's way too small.
Yeah.
But in a hotel room once. Mm-hmm. And
like crying or like puking?
Puking.
Yeah.
Kristen and I were puking at the sink. She was in the sink.
Oh, was that her bachelor
party?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I came to and I was like, how did I get here?
Yeah, that's always really scary.
There was no conversation like that, though. We weren't speaking.
No, just puking, taking
but
turns.
Here's my question. Was Christina drinking?
No, I don't think so. I think she was just...
But then Catherine Heigl.
Catherine Heigl.
Izzy hands her a glass of water. Like...
Well, because she was up all night.
I didn't know if...
It's, like, emotional.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was, like, supposed to be, like, hydrating her, or if it was, like, put there so that we would know she was drinking water and not tequila. You know what I mean? Like...
Or maybe it was put there to think that Izzy thought that Christina was drinking, because they don't know she's not pregnant.
You're right.
God. Morning's really messing me up. That she's pregnant, so
right.
Maybe she just assumed that she'd been drinking.
Yeah, I loved that scene, though. There's so much about it that I loved. Like, one of the lines was when Christina's talking about Burke breaking up with her, and she's like, it was like a business transaction, and I just thought that was...
My favorite line was when Christina said, the problem is estrogen, and Meredith goes, no, the problem is tequila.
And then Christina calls herself, he made me fat, stupid, pregnant girl. Who cares? And that was like...
Who cares?
Yeah, like, that was the part that she was more like, what? I care?
Yeah.
And then, I feel empty.
That was, like, very big throughout this episode, feeling empty.
It was a repeated line.
I feel empty. I'm kind of hungry.
I am starving. yeah, and... There's just so many good one-liners. Like, even Meredith referring to Addison all leggy and fabulous.
Oh,
like,
I didn't know that was in this episode.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that, but that's, like, a famous line.
Right, leggy and fabulous,
yeah.
Which is what everyone calls me. That's my nickname.
Right, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's why you've heard it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just love every time Meredith describes Addison, because it's, like, when she like referred to her as that famous actress or like her red lips and whatever. Like,
because she is fabulous.
It's true. She really is.
But I don't think she was that fabulous in this episode.
No, I think though, and I like this new format where we can skip around to like,
yeah,
because I feel like what we know, what I wrote down at the end though, is that Addison wants to be back with Derek. Like, we didn't know that really before. She kind of just came in and was like sassy, but she was saying like apologizing to him, or she's like, you don't know how sorry I am in the elevator.
Wow. I didn't pick that up. I was like, not in this episode.
You were sleeping.
Well, no, I wrote Addison wants Meredith's approval.
Yeah, that too.
Or maybe now that you say that, maybe she doesn't want her approval. I thought she wanted her approval when she was like, so you didn't take him back, good girl. I thought she was like, yeah, us women, like, mm-hmm, we're not gonna, whatever. But
I thought that
maybe
that,
she's like, good girl because she wants him back.
I felt that in that scene. But when she was talking to Derek and she was
okay,
just like, she was like, you ignored me. We were so busy. I was scratching an itch. I
okay,
was whatever. So I think
okay,
like, which Derek is very much mm-hmm, like, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think he wants anything to
he
do with that.
He was weird in this one, too.
We didn't see much of him, really.
No.
I felt like this episode was more, I don't really know who it was about, but, like, Derek Shepherd didn't make many appearances.
No, but he was just grumpy and just, like, short and was like,
well, because he had just seen Meredith the night before and she was like,
right, that's true.
Mm-mm, no, no, after he, like, spilled his heart about being
right, right,
cheated on.
Right.
So, yeah, Burke's on a power trip.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He softens up a little at the end. But.
Yeah, but in the beginning, I put Burke's on a power trip. That's what I wrote.
He's also everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
At the end, there's like a scene where they're, like, it was like, you know, the last, like, emotional song, and it's like showing everyone doing what they're finishing up, and Burke was just overseeing
everything. He was really chiefing it up there.
He was.
Before I wrote Burke's on a power trip, I want to talk about, I said, boom, there is no enough when Meredith is talking to Derek. And I said schooling session. And I feel like Meredith does this a lot with Derek throughout the seasons, where she gives a little like monologue about like, you don't know me and I'm a sink with an open drain and
yeah,
anything you says lie through me. You
yeah,
know, that whole thing. She does a lot better. But this is where I realized, she said, there is no enough. The title is Enough is Enough. And I was like,
oh,
this episode is all about, with all these different characters, what is enough and what isn't enough. And
you're
they
right,
touch on it with, like, every single character.
You're right. Even with the patients, when they said, like, we tried everything we could. Like,
yeah,
enough,
that's
like,
why I was like, wow, they, like, really did some great writing with this.
You're right. I'm totally, that flew over my head. And
yeah,
I
have, like, all the little markings, so I'll bring them up throughout
the even like
episode.
Even, like, which we, like, Chief, his wife being, the real Richard Weber,
mm-hmm,
his wife being like, enough is enough, Richard. Like,
yeah,
take a rest. Like, yeah, it's
yeah,
everywhere.
It is everywhere. And that's why I was like, that was really smart writing in this episode. So when you were like, I didn't like this, I was like, oh, I felt like this had a string throughout
yeah,
the whole thing.
No, I don't know how it's like the spiritual one when I grasped that one. And
yeah, that's true. And I did not. I was not there.
Can we talk about Chief?
Yeah.
He has a wife. We finally
okay,
learned that.
So I asked a question. I said, is this, are we meeting Adele for the first time? I couldn't remember because I've seen
right,
the season so many times.
Right.
Okay, so this is the first time we're introduced to Adele.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, like, okay, I know that, like, I've seen it, so this is not, I've never liked Adele.
No, I don't like Adele at all.
Like, she's
Richard! Always.
She's one of my least favorite characters.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
And she shouldn't be, because I don't want to get too much into it, but we learned some things about Richard when he was
right,
younger and his career.
Right.
And
right,
like, she was kind of shit on as a
mm-hmm,
housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood by Richard and she upheld him.
Right.
But like, she's just really annoying.
Yeah. And also, she was on a vacation in the Virgin Islands by herself.
So, yeah. I feel like she was with her sister or something.
I just love how Richard's like, I thought you were in the Virgin Islands. And I was like, did you send her away? Like, that's what it seems like.
And also, why wouldn't he tell his wife that he had, like, serious brain surgery?
Yeah, there's some marriage issues happening.
Serious. Like, go to counseling.
But I did. The one line that I knew was when Richard looks at Derek and goes, you called my wife? And he goes, you called mine.
Yeah.
And, like, I said that one out loud, and I was like, ha, I remember that line. Like,
yeah,
that's such a good, because I feel like Derek's still pissed at Richard for having Addison come in.
Well, and then Addison comes in, and she, like, kisses Adele, and I still want to know how the fuck do they all know each other?
Right. I don't know if we ever learned that. I don't think
you ever do.
I think it's just, how would you like it to be that they know each other if you could make it up?
Well, so they lived, Addison and Derek lived on the other side of the country.
In Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah, and so, and I don't think, like, they did, like, residency with Chief. So I want to feel like they're old, like, family friends.
It does seem like that. My only other thought, which is, like, a more professional one, is that, like, Derek's the best neurosurgeon, she's the best neonatal, so they must have flown in for surgeries. But does that actually even happen that often? People usually come to them, right? Like, if you're sick with something and you need the best neurosurgeon, the neurosurgeon's not going to fly to you. You usually go to where they are.
No, so maybe they met at, like, a conference somewhere, but it's not even like they're in the same specialty.
Right, and then they got cocktails, and they just hung out, and they just...
Yeah, I don't know. They're both from money.
Yeah.
So...
It was interesting, too, to hear Addison talk about, like, their past life, and she's like, we both became the best. We became too busy, like, and so, like, she was like, she missed him. So you can... I feel like we're gathering this, like... thought that, like, so Derek and Addison are the best in their fields, mm-hmm. and were just, like, their careers were skyrocketing, but, like, not together. Like,
they were not growing together as a couple.
Right.
Growing individually, which is fine. You can grow individually, right. But, you know, you took a vow.
Yep.
So work on your marriage.
Yep. So that, yeah.
Coming from the person who is not married or in a committed relationship, so.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Oh, during that scene too, Adele asks Derek, like, have you had counseling? And he said, we had adultery. That was enough.
That was enough.
Boom! That was enough. Yeah.
Enough was enough.
See, it's everywhere in this episode.
Yeah, also, I did not like Derek's writing this week. It was just very, like, who would ever just, I don't know, he's just very, like, sassy, but very deadpan at the same time. Like,
well, and I don't know. It seems like, I mean, he wants to be with Meredith, but then he's a sourpuss about adultery, which I get. Like, that really sucks. But, like, I feel like at some point you have to, like, heal from that, close that chapter, and if you want to be with Meredith, and stop shitting on Addison about it.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Like, you...
Also, for him to, like, get with Meredith, like, right, he had just moved. So, like, I feel like even though she did it first, like, committed adultery, like... He immediately, like, was like, okay, bye to Addison, yes to this girl. Like,
right.
They weren't, like, I don't know.
What closure was there?
It was just weird. Home. Like, he should be like, oh, I kind of did the same thing on a different scale.
Yeah. And last episode, I was irritated with Meredith that, like, Derek came to her and said all those things, like, explained the whole story, and she was like, it's not enough. And then we go into this episode. But I appreciated when Meredith kind of schooled him in the parking lot and was like, you waited two months. And I was like, okay, yeah, actually that's true. Like, he put on this facade that he was a single man.
Yeah.
I would be pissed too. I'd be like, no, it's not enough that you were cheated on. Like,
right. You were still married and
you weren't honest with me.
No, because I know Meredith struggles with, like, she calls herself a mistress.
Yeah.
Like, so I think
dirty
she's...
mistress.
Right, so she struggles with the fact that, like, she... was this role, even
mm-hmm.
that she didn't know she would, because I truly think, like, if she'd known he was married, she probably still would have, like, had a crush on him, but I don't know that
she would have engaged,
but also not really, because she would have been right away his, like, he's her boss, like, I don't, they might not have ever had that moment in the bar, do you know what I mean? So I don't know
what would have happened.
I don't know,
in this alternate universe,
her and George.
Oh
just
god
kidding.
That
no.
would have never happened.
No, I know.
Can we talk about the line that Bailey says where you hump and hump hard? What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does I don't
agree. When you hump hard.
I mean, like, okay, like, is that sexual harassment? Is she allowed to be saying that?
She also, oh no, that's Christina when they're talking about the Judy dolls. Sorry, that means I'll wait till we get
well, and then so she's telling George there's, like, a dead patient comes in. Well, he isn't pronounced dead yet, but she's making George do all these procedures, and He doesn't really quite understand it. And I was like, she is playing out this teaching moment. I was like, it's the long play. Instead of like her, like,
for her quick speech.
Yeah, it's a long play on George with her teaching moment.
I want to get into the patience leading into that, but first I want to take a quick break.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back.
So we should talk about the characters.
You mean the patients?
Yes. Who are characters?
Yep.
So we've got Dead Guy.
Yep.
We've got Check. We've got the family, which consists of the wife, abusive husband, and son.
Check.
And
bowel
guy.
Yep. Check.
So most. I remember...
Well, and at the end, we have the donor patient.
Yeah, that's like a wild card.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did that storyline even...
exist?
To validate George, maybe, a little bit?
I think so, about, like, performing all, like, these procedures and tests always.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Before calling...
Goes along with Dead Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a great Bailey teaching moment, because that will just... The last line at the end when... He realizes why they do everything that they do, even if the person's already dead, is so that you can tell the family that you tried everything you could.
Yep.
Which got me a little goose, little GGBs.
Just a little GGBs.
Yeah.
On the Richter scale of GGBs, how many?
What's the scale out of?
1 to 10.
Probably just like a 3 or 4. Like just faint GGBs.
Okay, so just like a slight earthquake.
Yeah. Richter scale, I just really. Yes. Okay, let's talk about Bowel Guy.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I wrote Swallow Judy dolls. Ew.
Yeah, also, I like that Christina calls them sexist devil toys.
Yeah, that's funny.
Because they're like, I'm assuming they're just like female dolls that have
different characters
and jobs and whatever.
Kind of like a Barbie.
Why did it take them so long to realize that the things in his bowels had faces?
I think because of the way the films were.
But then once they showed it, like, to the
so
viewers,
like,
they all had heads.
Well, yeah, but... It looked like baggies of drugs.
Right.
And so I think they had to take the, like, I think the way that x-ray film is, and then, like, they brought down the lighting.
Oh, and then you could see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I laughed. I was like, I can clearly see their faces. I was like, they are doctors. What is taking them so long? But, yeah, so that's gross. Also, I was kind of sad that we don't ever learn why he does that.
Are we sad about that?
I want to know.
What do you think it is?
I wrote that as a thing. We should decide what we think why he eats them. I don't think the pooping them out thing is why.
Could be.
But
you're not in his head.
There are heads in his. I think it's more the. Well, wait. Does he swallow them or stick them up his butt?
He swallows them.
Okay, I like to think maybe he has that thing where you eat everything.
Pica.
Yeah.
But why Judy dolls? This is some serious psychological shit here.
I know. Sometimes I wish there was like a Grey's Anatomy for psych.
Yeah, psych is super interesting.
Yeah, so if I were to eat Judy dolls, it would be because I'm trying to absorb their beauty.
Okay, yeah. Maybe, I mean, they're round, so they'd be easy to swallow.
They have hair, though. That afro one.
Yeah, maybe there's something with his childhood, with his mother giving him Judy dolls. And him...
Or maybe he wasn't allowed
to have
that.
Judy dolls.
Yeah, and so he, like, would swallow them, but now I have it. You can't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, that we solved it.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. We should definitely have our degrees.
But I just want to point out that he does say to Merritt that he feels empty.
Yeah.
Which is a repetitive of that line, and she's like, me too. So, anyways.
It's still, ow. That would hurt, too. Like, having a bowel obstruction would not be pleasant. Also, the character kind of looked, to me, if any of you have seen the movie Mask with Cher, and the guy who had that, like, disease.
Looked like him?
Yeah, without the disease, but, like.
Not Jim Carrey, right?
No. You know, like. What's the disease? God, people are probably like, it's this. Where, like, I think, actually, in one of the Grey's episodes, I think one, they end up having a character
who has it,
where they maybe get bones or something, and so the facial distortion.
So if this actor's listening, you should feel really good about yourself.
I think he passed away.
Oh, I meant the one.
Oh.
I meant the guy who plays this guy.
Oh. I mean, it didn't look like that, but just, like, the same hair and, like,
he was a little creepy.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
He was very kind, but very creepy.
Yeah, he also swallowed Judy dolls, so that makes you a little creepy.
Okay, so the family, then. I think that, I feel like this family was put in this episode again. Like, it's, we can find out more about Alex and his past.
Mm.
I feel like the only way we learn about Alex is when he connects with a patient who's going through something similar.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't open up to his coworkers.
No, he doesn't at all. Maybe he will later, but
right now
he's
only
a lone
patient.
Wolf.
Yeah. He's a lone warrior.
He's a lone warrior.
But yeah, so like he opens up, remember that patient, the wrestler guy, he like talks about his past a little bit with him. And then now this guy. And like, so I just feel like it's just going to take that. But that was so, I mean, clearly we learned Alex's dad was abusive.
Right. I also wrote, he opens up to the son or tries to like break the ice with the son when he's like, hey, we have a patient who swallowed Judy dolls. Is he, like, with HIPAA, is he allowed to talk to another
patient?
Probably
not.
I mean, I know he didn't use the name, and I understand that it was, like, a writing tactic and breaking the ice. But, like, I feel like Grey's Anatomy is super loosey-goosey with HIPAA. Like, super.
Yeah. Well, because the whole I agree with that.
Talk about shit with a lot of people.
Alex is known for making fun of other patients, though. So
yeah.
He tends to do that. But that was, like, sad, I feel like, for that family. I was ultimately glad with how it ended. Like, I liked that the son saved his dad's life, but his dad's going to probably go to jail. Like, it was a very, like, full circle.
I thought this was also used to kind of talk about Christina a little bit, too, because she ends up saying this is more complicated than this to Dr. Burke. And Dr. Burke said for the social workers, yes, not for you. And I was like, oh, wow, Christina, like, cares, actually.
Right.
But then I thought about it, and I was like, actually, no, I don't think it's still black and white to her. Like, it is wrong that this guy is abusing her. Like,
so he shouldn't be saved or
take
an extreme measure.
Yeah, so it's still black and white to her. It's not really that she cares.
Right.
Because, like, then the mom ends up asking her, haven't you ever been in love? And Christina's like, love
has
its limits.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
So Christina still believes what she believes and like, fuck you, this is how it is. So I was like, wow, we're really seeing a different side of Christina. And then I realized, actually, no, we're not.
I really, unless it was the estrogen. Always could blame it on the estrogen.
That's true.
But I like that she also, I wondered when that woman asked her, have you ever been in love? I had, like, this whole thought process in my head before she answered, being like, how is she going to answer that? Like, was she in love with Burke yet? Like, where was it? And then I thought it was brilliant writing that she just says love has its limits.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't know if she was in love. We don't, like, it didn't give us, the listeners, like, any new information.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And it's a great answer because love does have its limits. And
right.
I feel so bad for the mom because that part, it just, like, broke my heart when she's like, I don't want to lose Bob. And, like, you can tell that even though she – and there's an abusive cycle. And so I just – I don't know. I just really, really felt for that patient. And I think most people watching probably wouldn't have been like, dude, your fucking son. But it's so much more difficult than that.
Right.
And I feel like – I don't know if any of the characters understood that.
No.
Maybe Burke? No, not even Burke, because he was just like, no, we're doctors. And, like – this is not our deal. I don't think any of the...
No.
I don't think they were really trying to explain that either in this episode. So.
Right, but I do think it was like... Yeah, I definitely felt for the mom. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't, like, annoyed with her like the other people. Like, the doctors kind of, you know what I mean? But the son did make me really sad.
Yeah.
But, blame it on the estrogen. Can we name this episode Blame It On?
Hell yeah.
Because everything should be blamed on the estrogen.
Yes,
bloating, crying, just everything.
Teething.
Oh. Blame it on the estrogen. When we were talking about Christina and how she hasn't really changed, I feel like there was that moment between her and Burke too, where he like kind of asks her how she's doing and she replies with, can I scrub in? And he says yes. And she's like, then I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like A, that was kind of like her truce a little bit. Like she was sort of like trucing, like, not, but she was like, I'll be fine. Like, just give me this.
Yeah.
She's like bargaining with.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. I just liked that moment.
Well, is it though?
Is it what?
I don't know. Is she truthing with him, or is she trying to fool herself?
Probably trying to fool herself. I think it's like when a woman says she's fine and she's not. That's what she's doing.
Or just, kind of wants him to believe it, wants to believe it herself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I definitely.
And wants to, like, get on with her job and, like, not care.
Right.
Go back to, like, not caring.
Right. Which, she's still pregnant and hasn't had her abortion yet.
No, she has not.
Which is... I don't know how time passes on these shows, but I feel like it was...
Well, from the episode before, it was only a night.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Because they drank at the bar, and then...
Yep.
Okay, you're right. I didn't catch that. Ah.
See, I was really in this episode.
You were. I'm so impressed. Should we talk about the transplant person? Like the...
Yeah.
Because that was...
I wrote, donor is alive!
Yeah, I wrote...
He's a cerebrate.
Yeah. What?
The cerebrate?
I didn't know what that meant. But I wrote, what the fuck? Because...
Okay, I wrote this too. Let me find exactly what I wrote. I wrote... How did they miss the tumor? That makes me scared to be an organ donor. Like, I am an organ donor on my license.
Yeah, so
but, that makes me super scared. And I remember one time someone had mentioned to me that they weren't, and I was like... Dude, how could you not be? And they were like, actually, like, there are some things that happen with being brain dead that you're, like, and it scares me or something. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. And, like, that's
because
your own personal choice. But I, now after seeing this, I'm like, do I want to be an organ donor?
They're also very hungry for organs. Like, I mean, like, you know.
In this, like, show.
Yeah. But I think in real life too, like there's so many people that are on our transplant list.
Yeah.
And like, so I feel like, those, which I also like Derek introduces himself, Derek Shepherd, head of neuro. And I was like, does he do that to every other doctor? Don't they know who he is?
Yeah. Doesn't, well, was the one person
from a different hospital maybe or something?
I didn't know, but was he in neuro? Because if he was, like, he should know who the head of neuro is because... That's his boss.
Also, that guy was so just like, all right, it's fine. She won't be doing this by the time we do surgery. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I was like, you're a good doctor. Great.
Yeah. Also, all George did was like hit her on the chest.
Yeah, boom. Well, it did like a twisty do.
It was like a little boom, boom, like a little hip hop move.
That was the noise that SVU makes. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Yeah, so I just was just very upset with that even happened.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Seattle Grace.
Seriously, that was... Well, but then it was just like, oh, she's going to be fine. But well, and then I also wondered, I was like, did they not do any scans?
Where was her family?
What was going on? Like, super upsetting.
That's why I don't understand this role, like, that, like, I don't even... It wasn't necessary.
No, well, I think it was necessary to, like, show that, like, it's important to do these tests.
Oh, right.
We already talked about that, Abby. But still... I don't understand why they didn't, like, do an MRI to begin with. Like, any scans, she just came in, they're like, she's pregnant. Like, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Poor writing.
No, poor writing. Everything else was good, except for that part.
Yeah. I want to talk about when they were in the cafeteria, Meredith starts
schooling
George at lunch, and then Christina does, and I was like, George takes a beating from everyone. Like, Christina and Meredith are having a day, and they just choose to take it out on George.
Right, and it's about women, and
yes.
Just, or men, I should say. Like, they're just, like, ranting to George.
About him not telling Olivia.
Right, and meanwhile, poor George is in love with Meredith, and Izzy knows, and Izzy is like, George has a crush. Like,
yeah.
What a dick move.
Yeah, it was... Not cool, Izzy. Catherine Heigl, get with it.
And George is, like, manipulating those naked dogs.
I know. Oh, yeah. And, like, making them do the splits and stuff.
Which, like, okay, confused. Why did they have the naked doll bodies?
I think that
did he
Karev, like, got them.
From where?
I don't know. I don't know if they were, like, Judy dolls or just dolls that he, like,
But it's weird because, like, to me, it was supposed to be, like, the bodies of the dolls that the guy ate.
It was. I think Karev was, like, playing a joke.
Oh, I missed
because
I must have blinked.
Yeah, like they came in, they were like, "What the heck?" And Krev was sitting at another table, and he laughed, and he was like, "Oh, it was me." Like that, put those there.
A stupid joke.
Yeah, like a really dumb joke.
I thought like he went to the guy's house and like stole the body. I don't
That's a lot.
I know. That's why I was so confused by those.
I mean,
there.
He could have. I don't know. Who am I to say? I'm not in Shonda's head.
Shonda,
I'm not there.
I'm like over the George and what's her face, Olivia.
Yeah, like that storyline can be over.
Yeah, they're too awkward together, and I'm just like,
yeah.
Getting spit it out, you two. I don't want any more scenes like that. So.
And they just don't have any sexual chemistry at all.
Uh-uh.
It's, but I don't think George ever has any sexual chemistry with anyone. I don't see him as a sexual person.
Except for, I can't even, spoiler alert, don't want to talk about it. I'll say
I mean, but even in, like, scenes where he's sexual.
Oh, yeah, no,
I just don't see him as a sexual person.
No.
Doesn't do it for me. I know he does it for
also
you.
Also, how crushing, though, speaking of Olivia, when he says, "I like you, Olivia, I just don't like you enough."
Yeah, can...
That's hard to hear.
But I would honestly rather... Okay, so I went on a Tinder date once. And it was, like, okay, but it wasn't great. And we got maybe one beer, maybe two. And then we left. And I was like, well, that was, like, kind of okay, but I don't really know. And then the guy ended up, like, messaging me a couple days later and was just like, "I think you're very nice." Pretty much just telling me, like, it just didn't do it for me. And I really
appreciated
that because it wasn't a mean thing, but it didn't leave me hanging. And he was like, "I'm not good at dating multiple people." And pretty much he was like, "There's someone else that I like more." And I was like, "Great. Like, you go do that because I don't want to waste my time, like, thinking about you."
Right.
And it was really tactful and, like, he was a really nice guy and really generous. And so I appreciate that George said, like, wasn't just like, "You know, I don't know if it's going to work between us, timing and stuff." He was just like, "I just don't like you enough." And sometimes the truth hurts, but you need to hear it and then you can move on.
I like the two that it was, he like grabbed her head and kissed her on the forehead and that made me go, "Aw."
Yeah. That made me go, "Ugh." And that was another moment where enough, like, "I just don't like you enough."
Whoa.
I know.
Brain explosions.
I'm like, I have even more of them. You want me to tell you some other ones?
Yeah. What ones did we discuss that I missed?
Well, in the elevator, I don't know if we've discussed this yet, but in the elevator with Addison and Derek at the end, Derek is talking about, like, "Oh, so you told Meredith what happened." And Addison says she didn't get enough attention from him. So she didn't get enough from Derek. Then Burke was in the office and Adele tells him, like, "This is enough for you, isn't it? Just this job and being a surgeon."
Whoa.
And, like, yeah, it was everywhere. Where was the other one? Well, we talked about with Meredith, it wasn't enough for her.
Adele talking about Richard with, like, "Enough is enough, Richard." Like,
oh yeah. And then, like, the patient with, like, the son with his mom, like,
this
is enough with, like, the relationship. It was, yeah.
I'm excited for this show to, cause I feel like lately each episode has a theme, but I'm excited for themes to extend. Like, we're not far enough in, but, like, for it to be, like, a show theme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, cause I feel like right now each episode has a very intense theme and
mm-hmm.
it, like, goes on that and then that's it. But
yeah.
I'm excited for it to be more like overarching themes.
Yeah.
Sweet little moment between Derek when he knows that George is, like, very much there for Meredith as a friend. Probably doesn't know he has ulterior motives. But when he's like, "Take care of her," and George goes,
"George.
Meredith," like, and he's like, "Yeah," like.
I know.
That part made me sad. I didn't know for who.
For George or for Derek or what?
Again, I want George as a best friend.
Yeah, he would be a really good best friend.
Or a dad. I don't
yeah.
want to be married to him, but I think he'd be a great dad.
Yeah, but yeah, I was going to say, then you'd have to have sex with him. And
you know.
But I don't think you'd have a problem with that.
What?
I mean, like, not now. You're married, but...
Like, maybe season 5, George. Not this one. His hair is too...
Yeah, maybe, like, when he has a shaved head.
A shaved head?
Think about it.
That's
what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about when you were saying
yeah.
he's not sexual. I was like, I can think of a moment where I'm pretty dang handsome.
Yeah, okay.
Ugh. So, so the two repeated lines besides the enough things were, "I feel empty and I'm a sink with an open drain."
Yeah.
Which, like, I like that Derek heard that from Meredith and then uses it.
On Addison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was, I mean, well, also get your own lines, Derek. Come on. God. I feel like we...
My last line, which I already talked about, is in all caps, Preston is everywhere.
He seriously was. My last line was the last line of Meredith's monologue, and it was, all we want is more.
Ooh, which, that's so true.
The whole episode is about, like, is this enough for you? This is enough for me. This isn't enough. And then at the end, it's just like, but all we want is more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucked up because it's so true.
We also, speaking of Meredith, I feel like, remember, like, she spilled the beans to Derek on the finale episode about her mom. And we've, like, yet to hear anything else about Ellis, which I...
Yeah, I feel like we're due for an Ellis scene.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if, like, next episode...
If we see Ellis.
And some more Izzy stuff. I feel like Izzy's been kind of, like...
Izzy wasn't in this episode much.
No.
I wonder, she kind of heard Karev, and I don't know if I'm remembering this, but she heard Karev talking to the boy about, like, his life, and then she was like, sorry, I didn't know. I feel like she ends up talking to Karev about that at some point.
I think so. Well, I am telling you, there have been signs between Izzy and Alex of, like, her, I feel like she's the only one that's seeing him as a human. Like,
yeah.
She catches little tiny moments,
yeah.
And so I'll be interested to see, like, what happens with that, but...
I think more characters will see that and not see him as Evil Spawn at some
Evil Spawn
at some point. But I don't.
Who right now is a character that you? Okay, here's a question: who do you want to see more of?
Oh, Adele. No, I'm kidding. Who do I want to see more of?
For me, I'd like to see Bailey. I feel like she's just like a robot.
Yeah, I guess maybe not necessarily see more of, but know more of.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Bailey's like backstory, I would agree with that. I could always use more Christina.
Yeah, and you know what? And I know we've seen the whole thing. Like, we don't learn a lot. I mean, we do, but...
Not really.
Right. So, it'll be interesting to see what goes with that.
Yeah.
I have in front of me, thank God for this Wikia page.
Thank God.
Which I wanted to know, I was going to look up if this one is from a song name as well. Like the title.
Enough is enough. I don't know.
Since you've been gone. Who the F writes these? They're so long. Okay. All right. Let's see here.
Are we doing notes and trivia?
Yep, we're doing notes and trivia. So, I just realized the song by Katie Tunstall, Suddenly I See, that was that in the opening.
This is what I'm loving.
It's a good one. And Brandy. And Brandy Carlisle, that last song,
yeah.
Too. What can I say?
It's in a lot. Her music is in a lot of episodes.
Right. Okay, so the episode's title originated from the song No More Tears, originally sung as a duet by Donna Summer and Barbara
Streisand. I knew this line. I knew it. Oh my God, this is why I love this episode. I love Barbara Streisand. I love her.
Okay.
Move on.
Wow. Sometimes the episode's title is extended to Enough is Enough, No More Tears,
mm-hmm.
in parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a goof. There's one goof.
Ooh, goofy goof.
Izzy states in the episode that the liver is the only organ that regenerates itself, which is false. The skin is the biggest organ of our body, and it too regenerates ourselves.
Dude,
of course,
I was going to say that.
Of course, it's possible she was speaking in terms of the connotation of organs inside our bodies.
Mm, it could be true.
I guess that's it.
Everyone always needs a liver transplant.
Because everyone is alcoholic.
Oh, that's very true. But us included. Just kidding. We're not.
We're drinking coffee.
That's true. We are.
Coffee.
There's no Kahlua in it.
No.
What was I going to... Oh, I was hoping we would see the liver transplant, though, so we could see it, like, just be placed in the body again and then just tapped, like they always do.
You just put it there?
Yeah. Tap, tap.
And then it works.
Good job. Good job, liver.
What are you going to rate it? You went real high last time, remember?
I know. How high did I go?
4.5.
How high did I go? That's not a song.
Leave it up.
I'm really searching for one right now. Can't find one. I really liked this episode. It wasn't my favorite. I'm going to go 3.75 scalpels.
I was going to do the same. I usually rate higher than you. Like, my scale's a little higher. But yeah, so I didn't like it that much, but 3. I'm going to do 3.5. I'm going to be honest. It didn't do much for me.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't.
What did you feel that I missed?
My favorite Grey's episodes are the ones when I feel things, like GGBs.
Yeah, there weren't many GGBs in this one.
And I just felt, I felt like the, okay, and I can't even say predictable because I've seen the series, like, but I even felt like the storyline with the son and the abusive dad was very predictable. Like,
yeah.
I knew he was going to give it. I knew the mom was, like, I just could see it coming. Like,
yeah.
What would have surprised me if he, like, didn't give his liver and
yeah.
then the dad died? That would be like, did, oh.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah.
Brutal. Did you appreciate what I did putting the spider webs of enough
absolutely.
Throughout this
episode? Oh, absolutely. I just...
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
If you appreciated what I
and
did.
And there were no love scenes in it. Like, there was no, like, romance or flirt or, like, dreamy. No one was dreamy.
Well, because everyone's broken up right now.
Right. No,
we're
right.
And do you notice, like, in Grey's, when one person is broken up, everyone's broken up. And then when everyone's together,
yeah.
everyone's together.
Never lasts long.
Yeah. It's like...
I just want... Oh, and I didn't answer this. I want more Addison.
Yeah. Although, I will say again, I was not a fan of her in this episode.
Yeah, she didn't do much.
No, she just... I don't know. She just seemed like, I did a bad thing. And like, good girl. I hated when she said good girl to Meredith. I was like, do not say that to her.
She also said to like... I was like, to Adele, she was like, I saw a fabulous woman walking around.
Oh,
and
God,
I was like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
shut the fuck up, Addison, is
yeah.
what I wanted to say to her the whole episode.
All right.
The
well,
two times
now
she was in it.
You can say that to her. Say it to her right now.
Shut the fuck up, Addison.
How do you
that felt really good.
That's like in my favorite podcast, Unqualified, every time she says, fuck you, Sim, which is like her assistant. She like, says it once and she feels really good afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that to you, though, because I love you.
Oh, like...
She said it to her co-host.
Oh, you said assistant. Am I your assistant?
No.
Wow, what just happened?
No. Co-host is what I meant. No, I was just like, oh my God, that... Come on, you know I didn't mean that.
No, it's totally fine.
Breathe. You're not making eye contact with me.
I make a great assistant.
Breathe, this podcast would be nothing without you.
Thank you.
It would be nothing. Fuck you, Abby. Look me in the eyes and tell me you understand that how that came out.
I understand.
Are you sure?
I am enough.
You are enough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's totally fine.
Okay, I'm like making intense eyes.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you still didn't forgive me.
I
meant to co-host.
Forgive you.
Okay. All the listeners hate me now.
No one hates you.
Well, guys.
The problem is estrogen.
Problem is estrogen. I blame it on my estrogen. Messed up my pills and now they're all over the place.
I don't think I have any estrogen left. Something's happening.
Well, guys, that closes out our show this morning.
Yes, we want to thank you for joining us. We will be here again next week, same time, same place.
We just,
at Abby's kitchen table.
We just cannot wait to hear from you. And we hope you have a blessed day.
Blessed.
I'm going to call time called death, which is easy to do because I don't have to do math.
Oh! It is the morning.
I
so
don't have
don't.
To add 12 to the number.
Adding 12 is difficult for some. For us, impossible.
Time of death, and we have tried everything. Like, we've tried everything.
Oh, right.
Time of death, 10:53.